Hey, this is Benjamin Percy from DC Comics One. Close personal friends with the Court of Nerds.
Hello and welcome to the Court of Nerds, the only podcast that makes you swear to me! Swear to me! Swear to me! And after you're done swearing, I will tell you our real names and use our real voices. I'm Grant.
John.
I'm Ben.
And we are going to come at you with a bit of San Diego Comic-Con news. Our buddies Gavin and Deanna Willard were there from Tardy, so we'll get an update from them next week. But in the meantime, you guys, we've seen a couple things, and John just mouthed at me, so now I'm going to say that we are the only one that's sponsored by the Grand Rapids Comic-Con. And John wasn't here. We'd just be a sinking ship.
We would just be an unsponsored
podcast. I'm pretty sure that's October 21st through the 23rd at DeVos Place.
And that's right here in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
But where can we get tickets?
You can get tickets at grcomiccon.com and your local comic book store coming soon.
Oh my gosh, this is so good. But anyway.
back to that other con.
Back to this other con that shows a lot of trailers. We're going to be hitting on a couple things. Like, there was a bunch of TV news, a bunch of movie news. And, John, you said you had a gamings.
I have a gaming.
Okay.
One gaming. So I'll lead with that, and then I'm going to talk a little bit Star Wars Celebration.
Oh, yeah,
because
please.
It didn't get hit on too much with us. So the only gaming news I have for today is the Battlefront DLC is coming out with a Death Star one. It's going to be able to do like a Death Star run. There's going to be the trench run and all sorts of things like that. So if you have the season pass, you should be able to get that, or I believe you can purchase it.
Cloud City was out last week and it's fantastic.
Is it
best good? Best Spa or something? It's fun. It's like I played Battlefront for the first time in 2 months. It felt like a brand new game.
Really?
And if that's what season pass does, I'm pumped because it felt like a brand new game. It was great.
Are we going to go on a Death Star run?
Yeah, we are.
I want to be Red 5. Just saying.
Oh, that's right. You do have PS4.
No, I don't.
Oh, no, you have Xbox One.
We have a PS6 combined at our house because we have two PS3s. But other than that, from Star Wars Celebration, you got a brand new Rebels Season 3 trailer. And OMG, does it look sweet. Everybody has new haircuts. I believe it seems like everybody's going to be older. Looks like it's like went a year or two. Ezra looks older. Sabine looks older. They all have different haircuts. You got Lando shows up. Darth Maul shows up again. Princess Leia's back. They did not actually get Carrie Fisher to do the voice again for some reason. But the new thing is Thrawn. And Thrawn is a character that was not canonized by Timothy Zahn. It's either Zahn or Zahn, and he wrote the Thrawn books.
Oh.
And they're canonizing Thrawn, finally.
Nice. That's awesome.
And that cool. It's really cool. A lot of people are very, very excited about it. So that's awesome. There was a Rogue One panel. Everybody expected a new trailer, but didn't come out. They kind of put out more of a celebration reel.
Okay.
Which was a little bit of new footage, kind of behind the scenes with the directors and the actors and actresses. And basically, it looks like a war film.
Nice.
It looks like Star Wars / Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, wow.
This thing is going to be dark. And I understand why they did the reshoots now, because, this is going to be a war film.
It needs to be different.
This is the Rebels getting the plans to blow up the Death Star. It looks fantastic. And Vader is going to be in it.
Oh, thank God.
They've announced Vader. They haven't shown any Vader. Nothing has been released about Vader. We're expecting, I would expect that in the next trailer, you at least have like a...
Yeah.
From behind or something. And maybe like a Kylo Ren scene from the Force Awakens trailer where he just lights up the saber.
Okay.
Or something from behind and everybody would be like, whoa!
Is it confirmed that Mr. Earl Jones is going to be doing the voice?
He's the voice. Yeah.
Nice.
Boom.
You see the Han Solo news today?
I'm pretty sure he's Vader till he dies.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully that's not for a while.
Han Solo prequels is a trilogy. There's three of them.
Wait, no, what? Really?
I saw that today.
I don't know.
How do you feel about that?
It's too much.
It's too much.
Just get one
right.
I want
an Obi-Wan movie. I want Ewan McGregor back in the cape. I want like a in between... in between 3 and 4 where he like goes on secret missions to make sure that Luke is okay, things like that. stuff around Tatooine, that would be a great story. Like, just a little bit older, but not Alec Guinness age yet.
It's funny how there's such a bounty of characters within this intellectual property, and Disney, of all people, might not have enough time and money to, like, do all of this.
And I was listening to another podcast, and they had a great idea. Kind of a slapstick comedy Boba Fett film.
Boba Fett?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a comedy film, but with Boba Fett. I think that would be great. Like, you can still get like the bounty hunting in, and but just like super comedy. Like, because there's not a comedy, and if they're gonna do a comedy, I mean, Guardians of the Galaxy is a comedy.
Yeah.
Winter Soldier is a not comedy at all. I mean, they put little laughs here and there, but is a drama film, or however you want to describe it. But if they did kind of like the Star Wars universe with a little bit of a slapstick feel to it, like with a Boba Fett film or a secondary character that you could do that with, I think it'd be great. So, but the new poster, I don't know if anyone's seen this, where it's the Death Star on the tropical planet, like where it looks really close, really, really close, but it's like unrealistically close to the planet. The new poster's fantastic. I loved it. And Mendelsohn is supposed to be like a more hands-on general in this film, which is
okay.
Like, because you never see like Tarkin with a weapon or anything like that. This guy carries around a weapon. He's out walking in the battlefield in the trailer and things like that. And there was a major, major, major spoiler that was told, and I will not say it because
Thank you.
Very, very big.
So considerate.
But the two Asian guys that are in the film, when they do like films in their homeland, they usually do movies that have already been told.
So, Donnie Yen?
So Donnie Yen and Jing Wen.
Okay.
When they do their films, they kind of do films that have been told, so a lot of people know the story already. Mm. And this, he kind of just let it slip during the panel, and everybody was like, oh, no. So don't go looking for it if you don't want to know.
Okay.
But it is definitely out there. And a lot of it's going to be, I think a lot of it's going to be, a lot of people are going to have the Force. You're going to feel the Force. You're going to know the Force. But the people, no Jedi. So the Force is there no matter what. The Force is going to be there no matter what. Now, it's whether you're use or practice it like a Jedi would. You can still use the Force and not be a Jedi like Maz Kitana. Mm-hmm. And who'd you say, Donnie Yen?
Ip Man Donnie Yen.
He is Force sensitive.
Oh.
But he's not a Jedi.
Have you seen Ip Man?
I have not.
They're all three are on Netflix, and if you want to get super more pumped for this movie, watch him kick people's asses in Ip Man.
I'm excited because they haven't brought martial arts to the Star Wars universe, and this will be cool. And last bit of it, little news I found out today that the filming for Episode 8 has wrapped.
Really?
So
that's exciting. Yeah.
Hachi Baba.
We are
Daisy's
year and a half away from that in less than 6 months for Rogue One. So there's your Star Wars news.
So prepare your rears.
Prepare those rear ends. And let's go on to San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What'd you guys think of the Wonder Woman trailer?
Oh my God. Have you seen it yet?
This is one I'm not going to see because I'm very invested in the movie.
Okay, you're invested. I'll say this. I won't spoil anything. That this is the answer to BVS.
That's what the overwhelming response has been on social media, on comic sites. Everyone's like, well, finally, this is what we wanted.
That might be my favorite trailer of all time. Because it just hits you like right from the beginning. It's Chris Pine looks perfect, and their interaction that they open with is just like amazing. He's like, "You've never seen a man before? What about your dad?" And she's just like, "I came from Zeus." And he's like, "Oh, that's cool."
And you know, it's like she's fantastic, first of all. But I feel like it's gonna make Batman versus Superman almost a better movie once the rest of these movies come out, because you're going to see everybody and you're going to be like, oh, that's why they did that.
And DC is like learning that, like, if you put fighting scenes and trailers with classic rock in the background, it gets like people like amped up. They're like, oh, this makes me feel happy. It's like, I don't know. It just worked. Like, everything about that trailer everyone's buzzing about it for good reason. It was beautiful. She looks fantastic.
Yeah. Gal Gadot. Holy jeebs.
Did you see the Justice League trailer then?
That was next. Justice League. And
I have some words for this.
I'm going to put a little Drew thing in here from our chat. Do we have to apologize to Ezra Miller already?
No.
No, I will not.
Not quite?
Not until I see that movie.
I don't know. I mean, I agree with you. I'm going to agree with you, but I think he's going to do just fine. I really do.
It's nothing. My thing has not been with him.
No.
It's been with DC and their lies. We don't want to confuse the cinematic universe and the TV. Oh, that's doing African-American Iris West. That's crossing with the TV universe.
Mm-hmm. That just came out today.
It's just unbelievable. Clemens. It's just the things that they're doing with that. And let me just say this. I hate the Flash's suit.
It's
so
dorky.
Much.
It's way too robotic looking. He kind of looks like a red cyborg.
His suit is supposed to come out of a ring. He's not supposed to be made of metal.
Well, maybe
it looks like crap.
Maybe that's the reason it comes out of the ring, because they use the box to make Flash's suit and it can get really, really small.
I don't know. I just figure he's a forensic scientist. What does he know about cobbling together a piece of armor that can withstand like that much friction?
Bruce Wayne shows up at your house. What are you going to do? Mm. Like,
yeah, that's true. Maybe Techno Alfred puts it together.
You know?
That's just not... It doesn't look like Flash. The suit doesn't. Cyborg looks even worse. I'm hoping... We briefly talked yesterday.
Cyborg does look bad.
I hope that was just a bad angle. And they're like, oh, yeah, okay.
Yikes.
RoboCop's on fire. That's what I took from it.
We got to admit, Ben Affleck is Bruce Wayne.
And he's not as yoked.
Yeah.
He looks so much better, not as roided out.
Yeah. Because he got huge for BVS.
Way too big.
There was a scene in Hollywoodland, because they had to do reshoots at Hollywoodland, and where he was like taking out the trash and he's like super yoked. And the next scene, he's like not, because he got real big for Batman and Superman, and they had to do reshoots for Hollywoodland. And they're like, well, I guess you're just really big for this scene.
But one thing I thought about the trailer, which hasn't been a very popular sentiment. I liked Aquaman as angry, because in this iteration, this is his first dealings with like the human race, like from land above ground. These people have been polluting his oceans, murdering his denizens.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So if he's going to be angry, like, shoot, man, that's justifiable. I'm okay with him being angry. Hopefully he'll go the Batman route and eventually start to loosen up once he becomes part of a team.
I really like Aquaman. And that is that.
No.
Does that bug anybody else?
No.
It's like I like a blonde Barry Allen.
Yeah.
But we still don't have one.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like.
Way to differentiate between the team. Yeah.
And just like.
Well, I mean, Grant Gustin's way more blonde than Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
but Jason Momoa is handsome.
Jason Momoa is like my frothing loins handsome.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I'm not mad about it, but I'm mad about it.
We'll chalk that up to cinematic decisions.
I'm still just so irked by that. Like, they want to differentiate between TV and cinematic, and they're not.
Mm-hmm. No, especially, and nothing wrong with, you know, getting a black Iris West, but
no.
If they want to do that, then stick to your guns.
Yeah, that's not
at
it.
Least.
Yeah, at all.
You know?
It's just, they're not sticking to their guns at all on
they're
that
not.
Stuff.
And I'm going to ask this as broadly, just because I don't really care about it that much. New Harry Potter movie, you guys interested?
Yeah.
Okay.
Colin Farrell as an oar. We've heard a lot about oars, but we've never seen one before. We still don't see it, so it's kind of exciting. And Eddie, I love.
Oscar Redmayne?
Yeah, now, Oscar Redmayne.
Is it Harry Potter universe, or is it Harry Potter film?
New York,
like
1920s.
Daniel Radcliffe isn't showing up in this,
it's
right?
Harry Potter universe. They're pulling a Batman assault on Arkham with this.
So they're like, oh, look, Harry Potter, Suicide Squad.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. It's exactly what it is. Yeah. But Oscar Eddie, he looks fantastic. And the one thing I loved about that trailer was that felt like authentic 1920s New York.
Okay.
And that was my biggest gripe with the Ghostbusters movies, that the first Ghostbusters is such like a love affair to New York. And I'm off topic here, but they shot the movie in Boston.
Did they really?
Ooh, that's like a stab.
They shot it
in
Boston and LA, and they did just like screenshots in New York for like B-roll, basically.
Wow.
This movie is like authentic shot in New York, 1920s feel to it. I've been impressed with it. I like Harry Potter. I'm not a freak about it.
Mm-hmm.
And Oscar Eddie, he's fantastic.
Okay. And I actually did watch this trailer just because I can't help myself. Doctor Strange.
Oh, I just watched it in here before we started. Oh, so the second trailer is so much better.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still very confused because I don't really know Doctor Strange, but I definitely want to go see an IMAX 3D. I'm going to bring a popcorn bucket and a puke bucket because
Here's the thing. You don't the villain that it looks like they're using for this movie, you can read all the Doctor Strange you want, and you won't know this guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's how do you say the name?
I don't even know. Like when I heard that it was going to be this villain, I'm like, I've read Strange Tales, and I have no idea who this is. Yeah. I've read this.
I was like, I know Mordo.
Mordo mind controls this guy. He's like a purple minion. Is basically so it's like they've got a blank slate villain. Which is kind of cool.
And I think what I like the most about this is introducing the multiverse. They're transversing dimensions.
Yeah.
And when it gets all creepy mirror stuff, you're like, wow, that's dimensional intersecting. This is mind-bendingly big stuff.
This is going to be something that you're probably going to have to see twice.
Yeah.
People are going to either love it or hate it, I feel. You think? Because a lot of people are going to go, well, this isn't a superhero movie.
It's going to confuse the balls off of people.
Yeah, I mean, diehards like you and Ben are going to be like, yes, this was great.
Yes, wonderful. Swear to me.
But the rando dude who's like, oh, it's a Marvel film, I'm gonna take my girlfriend. He's going to be like, I didn't like it. Like,
I don't know.
Inception with superheroes.
Well, if you think about it, Winter Soldier was like an espionage thriller. Like, it was all about spy stuff. But it worked pretty well because people went into it with an open mind. I'm hoping at least people go into this with an open mind.
Yeah.
Well, Winter Soldier, that's arguably their best movie to date still. Yeah. So if you walk out of that not liking that, there's something malfunctioning in you.
Then you are wrong and I hate you.
Yeah, you're wrong.
How about the Thor short then?
I got nothing on
you know, all I've seen from the Thor is the Hulk armor. Cool, exciting. That's all I got.
I mean, all I got for that one is Hulk, though.
Like, dude, yeah.
I mean, I can't wait for him to let go mess some crap up. And
I want
to
see him in his armor. That's cool. That's awesome. That's
if
exciting.
They use any elements from Planet Hulk, I'm going to just duke my pants.
Is Natalie Portman in Ragnarok?
I don't think she is. Because I feel like
she'd ruin it. Nothing against Natalie Portman.
You're not wrong, though.
But I'm not wrong.
They've done weird by that character and by her.
Mm-hmm. I don't think she's going to eventually be the one they choose for female Thor. Because Marvel, loves to hint at this stuff.
No. I don't think she wants in on the universe anymore. That's it. I don't think she wants in on these movies at all. She's like, did it with Star Wars, almost ruined my career. I'm not letting it happen again. I'm an Oscar award winning actress and I don't need this. But speaking of Oscar award winning actresses who just got in on the whole deal.
That was a good transition.
Brie Larson. Marvel.
That's exciting. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about that.
I think it's 100% perfect way to go. You get somebody who people know. She's an Academy Award winning actress.
Funny as hell.
Is she really?
She cracks me up.
And
yeah.
She's good looking. I mean that's good looking. That's a plus. I'm going to say.
That lady.
She's a looker.
It's easy on the eyes.
She is like how I like to call
butter on the biscuit. Skin.
Biscuit. Guardians has a new logo. Looks pretty cool. I like the volume 2.
Oh, that. Gripe time. Star-Lord's chest plate. What the hell is that?
I didn't see that.
He's got a weird chest plate. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like... You didn't see the concept art? There's Groot is still a baby.
Oh, okay.
Yondu is apparently part of the team.
He's on the concept art. Yeah,
this is in the concept art.
And
Don't quote me. I don't need angry tweets.
But Star-Lord has some weird chest piece. I don't know if it's due to an injury or a vulnerability. It might look like he's wearing a jetpack, but it's kind of, I don't know.
Well, the thing about that whole, the new Guardians of the Galaxy stuff is Ego, the living planet, as Star-Lord's father?
Is Sylvester Stallone.
No, Kurt Russell.
Oh, it's Kurt Russell?
Yeah.
Oh, I misread that then. Sylvester Stallone's in it, though.
Is he really?
Yeah.
What? Uh-huh. Is it Rambo? No, I'm
just kidding. Space Rambo? Oh,
Space Rambo.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm still irritated they didn't use Jason from Spartak as his father. Because in the comics, his father is a king of an alien planet, and he's basically defying his legacy. So with Ego the Living Planet, What?
Yeah. With that thing, the first movie was so good, though, that I'm obviously just, like, looking for things to be upset about with that.
Yeah, that's true.
And then Spider-Man Homecoming, which I don't really want to talk about because I don't really want to know anything about this movie.
Yeah.
That, I mean, I've got my Spider-Man socks on today. I looked at a little concept art today, and I read the details about a trailer, and there's no spoilers out there.
No,
I mean,
it's no just spoilers. Kinda,
it just sounds good. Mm-hmm. Just, yeah.
I also read the details. It's kind of neat.
Fact-checking
like
my
like,
Sylvester Stallone.
They do this whole like yearbook thing, and then it's basically high school Peter Parker. It's 15-year-old kid. That's what we want. That's what we're going to get.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
And it sounds like they like talk about Civil War scenes and stuff too. So I'm glad that that's working its way in. Robert Downey Jr. sounds like he's going to be heavily involved. Not maybe not heavily. Heavily is a strong word, but it sounds like Downey Jr. is going to have a role
in
this movie.
I hope it's a love interest with Aunt May. I know. I mean,
that would be amazing.
I mean, hot Marissa Tomei as Aunt May.
I mean, who wouldn't?
Hot Marissa Tomei.
Did you guys see Kong Skull Island?
Yeah, it was the last one I have.
Oh. Brie Larson as well? Yeah.
That trailer.
Oh, yeah. Right?
All I want to say is Kong again? But then I want to say it's not Peter Jackson. It's not Jack Black. So I'm very open-minded to it because it's Sam Jackson and John Goodman. And I want an argument between Sam Jackson and John Goodman.
It looks like it's coming.
A screaming match between those two because John Goodman is an angry man.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam Jackson is Sam Jackson.
Yeah.
He's a bad mother boop. You know?
And Brie Larson again.
And oh, Tom Hiddleston.
And Tom Hiddleston.
Oh, blonde yeah. Tom Hiddleston.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I just like that it's set in the modern times as opposed to when Peter Jackson wanted it in like the, what, 20s, 30s? Whatever.
But is it modern times? Because I thought it was Vietnam days.
Well, modern-ish.
Like 70-ish.
Yeah.
I'll take that, though.
I'll take that over 10s and
20s. I mean,
it's
still like 40 years ago. Sorry.
Sorry, older listeners.
Yeah.
But that's Star Wars, and I think we covered The Flash.
Some TV. We just watched the Legion trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Super interesting.
I liked it more than
like
I thought I would.
Yes, it looks like it's going to be dark, funny, a little mysterious. It looks kind of interesting. I'm curious.
It is mutants and X-Men.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
It's. I mean, now...
I like the logo for the show, too.
I'm assuming that's why it's on FX, because of Fox, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what else?
And I'm curious because you know how Patrick Stewart is doing TV stuff?
Yeah.
He's at the age where he's just like, I just want a cool project.
Those Strongbow commercials are dope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The thing is, Legion's dad, David Haller's dad, is Professor Xavier.
Yes.
I'm wondering if they could get him as a cameo.
Oh, that would
for
be
sure.
Because that would just be the greatest.
Oh.
I mean, if they have the budget.
Oh, dude. You think he'll turn down something like this?
I don't think
no.
he would.
I mean, he is Professor X.
He does cameos on American Dad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, oh, yeah, he's a voice actor. Yeah. He's Stan's boss.
Star Trek Discovery. They released some images about that.
Oh, the TV show, yeah.
Yeah.
How's that looking? I didn't check that out.
I just saw some stills. I'm a Star Trek guy. It looks interesting. You know, I'm going to watch it.
I mean, I'm a Wars fan, but anything with Star in front of it, I'm in.
Well, I mean, I'm a Star Wars guy firsthand, but I've always enjoyed Star Trek. I mean, I grew up on Next Generation and stuff like that.
If you haven't seen Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home, freaking rent it and watch it.
Is
like,
it the one
it's
with the whales?
Best, it's the one with the whales.
That's a really good one.
That's a good one.
It's Leonard Nimoy. It's 1985. They time travel. It's great, which they're going to time travel again in Star Trek 4.
Yeah.
Because they have to. I mean, they kind of have to anyway, especially if they're going to bring back George Kirk. So, yeah, it's the best one. It's the best one.
Cheap plug. There's a Star Trek Beyond review on thecourtofnerds.com.
Yeah, check it out.
And, here's a segue for you. There's also a Killing Joke review on thecourtofnerds.com. We saw the Killing Joke last night.
We did.
And it's brand new, so we got to take some. We wanted the SDCC focus, gloss over some stuff.
You want to dedicate 5 minutes to this and then move on? Because we could go for like the entirety of the hour.
We could do a separate mini cast for
can
this.
Can we leave the mask on during the 5 minutes?
I have real masks at home.
Absolutely.
You'll get that when you see the movie.
We all kind of had the same reaction, it sounded like, to Killing Joke. We all had different gripes with it. We all liked different things with it. And I saw it by myself. I was in Detroit. These guys saw it together in Grand Rapids. Mm-hmm. And we immediately started texting each other. And it's just like, it's underwhelming. Mm-hmm. It's disappointing.
That's the best word for it. Especially after, before the movie started, they had this really cool featurette with Mark Hamill talking about
it was really
breaking
cool.
into the
he like, was mainstream fantastic.
Movies and doing Joker stuff. And with that opening, you're just like, oh my gosh, I cannot wait to see the Joker. Mm-hmm. And then the entire first act, there's no Joker. And it was
nothing
so,
to do with him.
Yeah. It was so
it had nothing to do with the Killing Joke, period. Mm-hmm. They're kind of just basically letting you get a feel for who Barbara was.
Well, the quote in my review on thecourtofnerds.com is from Brian Azzarello, and he said, the book is controversial. We wanted to add more controversy to it. So they have, spoiler alert, bat-on-bat action.
Mm-hmm.
Bats go spelunking for some bat webs.
Like, the last time they did that in the Batman animated universe was during, like, the Batman Adventure show, where Barbara had a fever dream that she and Batman were an item or something like that.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago. But in this, they're trying to make it into the mainstream DC continuity, I guess. But however they did it, it was clumsy. It felt forced. And frankly, I was insulted that they can't write a way for Bruce Wayne to make a connection with a protege outside of a sexual one. That's, just because she's a girl.
It bothered me so much because he could find ways to care about her rather than having sex with her or falling in love or whatever they are even.
And
it's
you
just,
don't know how he felt because the whole time we have Barbara's perspective where she is just this sappy, lovelorn sycophant.
It made me, I heard you were visibly upset. I was, I'm sure I was, I felt my foot start tapping when they were doing it, and it was just it's a slap in the face. It's a slap in the face to the work they've done on the Barbara Gordon Batgirl character of the last 5 to 6 years of building up into this hero of her own. It made her a damsel in distress.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's disgusting.
It took away her power and her strength.
You take that first 30 minutes out and just play the last 45 minutes, and that's
it's a lot better.
A lot better. Yeah. When it's actually the Killing Joke, I found it enjoyable.
Mm. And the end of it, no spoilers. The theater, I don't know if your theater did the same thing, but everybody was kind of like, what? When it ended, and I look, because we went with Stacy, our photographer, and she looked at me, I was like, yeah, that's it.
That's how it ends.
It was perfect.
I was like, yeah.
The ending was perfect, I thought.
Yeah, loved it. The ending was great.
I loved it.
For sure.
Oh, no.
But it was confusing for people who haven't read the book.
And they're like, wait, they just end laughing together?
Like, yeah, That's why it's creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Hamill's Joker, fantastic.
Yeah.
Read the fucking book.
Wow. Well, thanks
for that.
Haven't
had one of those for a while.
Yeah. Sorry. But that's what we're going to give you guys for Killing Joke. We could go on a lot longer about that. It was underwhelming.
I'd see it, but if you're going to compare it to like the Teen Titans one that just came out, Justice League...
Flashpoint Paradox. You can't.
Paradox.
Or Batman
Doom,
and Son.
Batman versus Robin. Mm. It's not on that level, I don't think. And what did Drew send us today? Justice League Dark?
Yes.
Yeah. That
looks
cool.
Oh, yeah.
It almost felt like they wasted a really good Mark Hamill as a Joker.
Because he was fantastic. And I loved the... They were very true to the comics and Joker's kind of rise to being
like
the Joker. It was like spot on.
The pages. I felt like I was reading the book.
Yeah.
When they used Alan Moore dialogue, like when Kevin Conroy gave his speech like in the asylum and at the end talking to Joker.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's when my tone changed a little bit. Like I felt my body language get better. I was like, oh, okay, here we go. I just sat through a 30-minute intro.
And I'm going to keep moving on. I'm going to throw this over to you guys because you know I haven't seen them. Luke Cage trailer, Iron Fist trailer.
I have actually not seen
Luke Cage,
either.
Yes.
Okay.
It's so refreshing to see that we're about to get a hero, a neighborhood hero, who doesn't hate being a hero. You know, I love Daredevil. I've admittedly only seen the first half of Jessica Jones. It kind of lost me. It looks like it's lit with a freaking candle, but it still looks enjoyable. You know, Luke is such a more like, I don't know, he's more relatable than Daredevil. Daredevil's been so sappy and like,
okay.
Kind of upset. Luke is like, I'm a hero. Let's go beat some people up.
All right.
Just like,
yeah.
I didn't watch it. I don't want to watch Iron Fist trailers. I'm really excited.
I'm glad we're all in the same boat here.
The Luke Cage one, I was like, yeah, I'll watch this one. Iron Fist, sorry.
I do like the Iron Fist logo that they released. It's like more adhering to a circular pattern.
Yeah.
So it looks more believable. Yeah. I like it a lot.
Very excited for that show.
And I think they released some Defender stuff, but did you guys see any of that either?
What? No, no.
They haven't been releasing much. Like, you try to go find it on YouTube, and it's just dudes with their cell phones that are hiding it under their armpits.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And, like, nothing's officially been released.
And here's the thing. SDCC's been kind of underwhelming from our perspective, I think. It's not about books. It's just about trailers and TV news now. Like you said, it's like TV Con. Mm. It's like, all right, cool. It gives us a lot of crap to talk about, and we're not trailer guys. I like to be surprised. I like to get an idea of what a movie's going to be about and then just kind of go in and form my own opinion on it. It's
like,
just,
if you guys are more like teaser trailers where they give you like...
Give me a taste.
30 seconds of screenshots, and you're like, I can base something off of that.
And that's all I need.
A 2-minute, 3-minute trailer of plot line and stuff like that. It's
that ain't
like,
for me.
I personally like it, but I don't need it.
I heard the hype on the Wonder Woman trailer, and that's why I was like, I gotta watch this. And then I was like, yep, okay, I'm good. Yep.
That will save the DCCU, hopefully.
And did you guys see the announcement about Turtles and Batman?
The animated? Yes. Yeah. Oh, good. Thank God for bringing that up. Yes.
That's going to be
fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Emily shout out. Hi, Emily.
Obligatory Emily mention.
I couldn't think of that word. Obligatory. I was like, oh, there's a word for that.
That's the thing that you have to do when you do stuff. You know? For Emily. I don't know why Drew put Voltron on there. Is Voltron season 2 a thing?
Probably.
Oh, it's coming quicker than expected. I don't know when. That's what I've got.
All right.
Shite news for you today on the Court of Nards.
Yeah. Daredevil. God damn
it. You guys know anything?
We knew Daredevil was coming back, but season 3 got confirmed.
Yeah.
Like, it's happening.
Walking Dead is going to have another season because it's never going to stop, ever.
It's never
going
to stop. Well, the book's still going, I guess.
They're almost past the books.
No, I think they're veering off from the books, kind of like GOT did. Ugh. They're like, let's just fuck it.
What it, John?
We can minorly swear.
Yeah, minorly like, swear.
Not put it in middle of a word like abso blank and lootly or something.
Right here, the perfect segue into this. We have Loot Crate links on our website. If you use Loot Crate, we just kind of ask, use our links. If you click on our links, sign up through that. It doesn't give us much, but it gives us a little. Helps us do what we do.
Do you know the theme for the next one?
I got an email today.
Drew said it was Hellboy.
Oh, what?
Like a straight Hellboy or like Hellboy and friends?
Let's be good. Yeah, you guys keep talking while I find the sponsorship packet.
If it's just straight Hellboy, is there a way to subscribe for like a month? Yeah. Because I don't need any more clutter. I just want that one.
I'm pretty sure you can just... A month one. And then cancel.
Because just getting a Hellboy loot crate would be incredible.
Oh, I wanted to get the last one, which was Rick and Morty. And
a bunch of stuff.
And it was a Rick and Morty shirt, too, because the girl I work with got it. And she's like, check out my shirt. And I'm like, I hate you.
Yeah, Kevin sent that, too, to the group. Did he not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of this, we'll have new loot crate ads on our site. I just got the insertion orders. Check it out, thecourtofnerds.com. Whoops. Don't go to thecourtofnerds.com. Go to thecourtofnerds.com. Because America. And
we alluded to more Game of Thrones, second to last season.
I don't know.
I don't really watch it.
I'm behind. I'm in the second season still.
Mm-hmm.
I only have so much time for nerd stuff.
I'm 100% caught up.
Which is 90% of my life.
The show's great. It really is.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say the first 4 episodes of this most recent season, I was almost about to check out. They kind of made it, like, slapsticky. But the last 6 were like, damn. Okay. I think they said, 15 more episodes?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, a season and a half, maybe one more season of 15, and then done.
Summer 2017.
Which is awesome, because it definitely needs to end. And they definitely left it off for the next 15 to be an incredible ending.
Okay.
Hopefully they don't stretch it out, because sometimes I think Netflix stretches 13 too much.
Yeah.
And that's why Stranger Things is perfect at 8. But the next 15 should be really good. And if you want any more cool San Diego Comic-Con stuff, check out Conan if you're a Conan fan.
Yeah.
Because he's at Comic-Con or he was at Comic-Con, and all his shows for this week, I believe, are from San Diego Comic-Con, and they're having Game of Thrones people
yeah.
on, everybody, so...
I'm glad you said that. Conan's has been extremely enjoyable. Sci-Fi tried to do a Will Arnett show, and it was a bowl of diarrhea.
Oh, no!
It was garbage. Live from Comic-Con, I think they called it. I watched the first night of it, and it was just, oh my. It was just him talking to friends about their experience at Comic-Con. It had nothing to do with actual Comic-Con. It was
he had the whole Game of Thrones cast on.
Conan was minus fantastic.
Minus the Kits and the Lenas and the Amelias of the world. But they had, he had like all those minor characters on there, and they were just talking, having a good time. It was good. I liked it. But... going back to the San Diego Comic-Con, saying that it's kind of just a trailer fest now. Recently, a lot of things have pulled out of Comic-Con, right? Like Disney has pulled out of Comic-Con. They want to do their own thing. There wasn't really much Star Wars mentioned because Star Wars does their own celebration, which was a week before. And I believe next year it's going to be in Orlando. So they switch it. They go all over the place.
Cool.
They go to like London and all sorts of places. This year it was in London. So... It's more of a give me my money and here's a little bit of news for the people that are here type of deal. I honestly do not want to go. If it was 10 years ago, I think I'd like it more.
Yeah.
And I have a place to stay in San Diego, but I just don't want to go.
Humble brag. Sorry. I'm not just kidding.
Humble, absolutely. My mom looked at me there. Like, I can totally go.
Loot Crate August, the main... Loot Crate is anti-hero. It's Harley Quinn, Hellboy, Archer, and Kill Bill. Loot Crate DX is Preacher, Borderlands, Deadpool, Suicide Squad.
Wow.
So that's August is the month to go to thecourtofnerds.com, click on one of our links, and just normally how you would sign up for Loot Crate, do it through our website.
Yeah.
Help us do this thing that we do.
Yeah!
It figures out something and gives us a little dollar bill or something.
A little bit of money, money dollars.
We need to eat.
Yeah.
I got kids, man.
Man's
got
to eat.
I got kids, man.
The last thing I wanted to hit on, like, yes, there was American Gods stuff out, but I'm actively trying to avoid that stuff. But Samurai Jack posted...
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Adult Swim Samurai Jack.
Yeah. Oh,
not Cartoon Network Samurai Jack.
TVMA.
This is
going to
be fun.
The teaser, he's covered in blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be so good. It's going to be so good.
All right. Are we timed? Are we good?
Yeah, we're actually good.
Rock and roll. You want to end this biz?
No, we got 2 more hours.
2 more hours to talk Killing Joke.
Yeah, Killing Joke. Okay.
Once again, we are the only podcast sponsored by the Grand Rapids Comic Con 2016. And when is that, John?
Woo! October 21st through the 23rd at DeVos Place.
And you
buy tickets at grcomiccon.com or your local comic book store.
Yeah.
When available.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Soon.
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 Not yet.
Loot Crate. Go to it.
Yeah.
www.thecourtofnerds.com.
Yeah.
All the plugs. Twitter. Follow us.
My routing number is. No.
So that's how we're going to end it. Just awkwardly. Because that's what we do best.
That's what we do.
And I'm Grant.
I'm John.
And I'm Ben.
We are the Court of Nerds. Be sure to be our friend instead.
And swear to us.
You can find us on Facebook and follow all the things that we like at Court of Nerds, and follow us on Twitter at court_of_nerds. We're online at thecourtofnerds.com.